I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia. Alleluia. Say it again.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
You may be I am always so thankful to be able to be the preacher on Pentecost. It's probably one of my favorite times of the year. I actually just begin to think about first all of the colors. And how lucky for me that my partner in crime was Rose. Because Rose and I were really pretty much on the same track. She had this sense of needing a lot of fire. And this altar is so beautiful this morning because she just lit it up with so much fire. And afterwards, you need to look. Those roses are floating in water. And what an incredible thing she did. Rose and I were here. We were actually way too tired for anything. And the balloons actually stood right up nice and tall. They look a little bit like we felt last night, meaning kind of be anchored to the pews. But anyway, as we began to work on things and work here in the sanctuary, they began to have a sense of the awe for me of Pentecost, of thinking about all of our other holidays. A very beginning of Jesus' story in the New Testament with Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve and a tiny baby in a manger. One of my most favorite images is that baby who someday will become our Christ. And how all of the stories that we heard and all of the lessons that we learned are things that most of us learned, even as children, learned about walking and talking with Jesus. As he filled our minds and our hearts with all of the different things that we could and ought to do to make God happy. And also a sense of all of the creation that surrounded us and the stories that we would hear. And as I look around our world, I see trees in many colors. And last night was a Pentecost sky. I hope some of you got to see it. It was a beautiful pink and purple and turquoise and just magnificent. And then what I noticed was right up on the side was a huge pink angel, a pink angel cloud. And I was just so taken aback by this. And actually, I was coming back from Patty's because we had no water at our house and I needed to go to her house and take a shower. So I was coming across back to Hollister. And I texted her. I said, "Did you see the pink angel in the sky?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Oh." She said, "It was probably just for you." And I thought, isn't that awesome? Just for me. That I had an opportunity to look in the sky and recognize a pink angel because truly I was too tired and it was too late for me to be out driving on the road. And all the way home I thought to myself, you're right here with me all of the time. You're just watching over me. And if I want to think that's a pink angel, then that is just fine with you because I know you want me to see you as well as hear you and feel you, that you want me to be totally present in all of your life. And then it's Easter. We think about Easter and Good Friday and the journey that Jesus makes to the cross and the resurrection and the promise of the resurrection for all of us, for you and for me, that someday we will be right there in heaven shaking God's hand. But you know what? Today we have the promise of just an incredible thing. We have a promise of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside you and me. That's what it says in the scripture. Right here, we hold the Holy Spirit within us. And so now it's time for us to do all of the things that God would like us to do and have an opportunity to see God everywhere, to see God everywhere and hold on to God tightly and listen to God in the music and in the words and in the songs and everything, because we finally have an opportunity to understand, like the disciples, flames right out of their head. And you know what? They could hear and understand people of a variety of languages. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't know a whole lot of people with a lot of different languages except my husband. He speaks a totally different language than I do. And honestly, sometimes I'm really not very good at listening to what it is that he's saying to me. And then all of a sudden, did you ever have that aha moment with somebody you really cared about and you recognized, I know what you're talking about. I can hear you. Because you know why? I'm listening to you. I am listening to what you say. I am asking the Spirit of God that I have within me to wrap around you too, so that together we can hear and think and understand one another and bring a sense of peacefulness, whether it's at a meeting, at our home, at our church, with our neighbors and friends, that we have a sense of listening and hearing one another. The Holy Spirit gives us that. The dwelling within is exactly what it says in the scripture. Dwelling within. Now I want you to just think about that for a minute. Do you really, really have the sense of that incredible beauty right there inside of you? You know, that's how come I can see pink angels in the sky. It's how come I know that the trees have a whole variety of colors, and it just overwhelms me. It's the reason why I just have such a sense of the glory of God surrounding me, even though there are times when the glory isn't present, that somehow my heart is just not in the right place, and there's a sense of angst and worry that I don't ordinarily have. And yet, all of us, every person in this room, we are connected, not just by the knowledge that Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, not just by the fact that we are here at St. Luke's or that we are Christians, but because we know that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in our hearts. I know that so well when I listen to James play. It just touches my heart so much to hear that beautiful music and know that he is worshiping and he is bringing worship to all of us here. Or to hear the songs that we sing, or the prayers that we pray, or the wonderful time where we share peace with one another and we actually say, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And so on Pentecost, we have an opportunity to renew our ability to hear people of different languages. And in your life, I am sure there is a person who speaks a different language than you that you wish you could understand just a little better. And both of you are speaking English. I would ask that you watch over us, God, as we take this Holy Spirit with us. We had a sense of seeing people with a different tradition and march right down the street. Rose went right out and got some of their bread. They may not have been in a Holy Spirit moment at that particular time, just thinking about being in the parade. But together we share a tradition of the bread of life. May the Holy Spirit fill your hearts. May you always be able to look for for and see the glory of God. May there be pink angels in the sky for you because you looked for them. May God's blessings be with you every day.